Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Father's Day, June the 16th, 1985. The Lord bless as we worship together on this beautiful Lord's Day. Right now our choir has a song that they've been practicing 2 or 3 weeks, and it's entitled, Love at Home. Love at home. I was down in Sparta, Tennessee yesterday to my nephew's wedding. And I tell you, if homes don't have love in them, they're houses with a roof on them. They're not homes. Without love in a home, it's a house. I thank God for love that can be in a home between mom and dad and the children. It can be a little taste of heaven on earth where there's love at home. I trust you pray for the choir as they sing at this time.
Thank you.
Wonderful song, Love at Home. Brother Earl's going to come to read our scripture for us right now, and then we're going to have a song that says, The Beautiful Garden of Prayer. Would you come at this time, Brother Earl, and read our scripture for us and lead us in prayer? While you're coming, we'd like to mention these prayer requests. Vassy Fields, one of our Sunday school teachers, is still in the hospital down here at the Hazard ARH. And let's be praying for her. I know she'd love to be here today. I believe she gets out of the hospital. See, Ms. Reynolds, when does Vassy get out of the hospital? She's back on IVs. Let's be praying for Vassy this week. And also, Brother Burns' family, we're glad that the little girl is here today and was here in Sunday school this morning that we mentioned last Sunday. Let's be praying also for Harvey Skaggs, Brother Fred's brother. And also, Leo Feltner. Teresa's dad, let's be praying for him and Ms. Beck and all these others listed here in the bulletin. We know God's certainly able. We were in Lucy Talbot's funeral this past Wednesday at Whitesburg. Let's be praying for John. They lived out here in a trailer a few years ago, and we know God's certainly able to bless John and his family today. Okay, brother. I'll let Brother Earl read out of my Bible here. Judges chapter 6, verses 6 through 10. And then you can lead us in prayer, Brother Earl.
Okay. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice. Let's bow our heads, please, for a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for being our God and for allowing us to be your children. We know, Lord, that you can deliver us from whatever forces the devil would put our way. We know, Lord, that in all things your grace is sufficient to meet our every needs. We know, Father, that in our weakness, you can find strength. And, Father, we know that with you all things are possible. We just pray, Lord, that you would bless our services today and bless our very lives and bless this day, Lord, that we would realize that in all things that we need to look to you and not unto ourselves. Father, we just thank you for being our Father. And we pray, Lord, that we would always be reminded that with you anything's possible, and that no matter how long we've prayed for someone, that we can still just trust in you, Lord, that the day would come we would see them receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We know, Lord, whatever illness or troubles comes our ways, Lord, that we can just look to you and lean on your strength and look to you, Lord, for guidance. Bless us, Lord, in this day that all we say and do would glorify and lift up the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, if there's anyone here today that is not ready to meet you face to face, we just pray, Lord, that before they leave these services today, that they would come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and that they would see that he died for their sins too, as well as the rest of the world. And just pray, Lord, that in all things we glorify and honor his name, for it's in his name we pray. Amen.
We're going to be speaking today on Gideon. Last Sunday morning, we had a Gideon speaker for our morning worship service. And on this Father's Day, we're going to speak on Gideon, one of the great men of the Old Testament. Before we have our offering and so forth, we'd like to ask Brother Tom to come and lead us in another song entitled A Beautiful Garden of Prayer, page 312.
So let's stand and sing the first and last verse.
There's a garden where Jesus is waiting. There's a place that is wondrously fair. For it grows with the light of is a beautiful garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden, the garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden of prayer. There my Savior awaits, and He opens the gate to the beautiful.
Tom and Fred and Francis come to sing for us. We'd like to ask our junior ushers to come forward for our morning tithes and offerings. Listen, prayer, Brother Lambert.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Lord's Day, and we thank you for each one here this morning, Lord. We just thank you for this service already. We just pray, dear God, that as we continue through this service, that you'd be with each one of us, Lord. And we just pray that we could listen and to hear the preaching of the word this morning, Lord, that we could be drawn closer to thee. We just pray for this offering this morning, Lord, that it might be given freely, Lord, and that it might go, that we might see lost souls saved in this church, Lord. We just pray for the remainder of this service. We thank you so much, Lord, for your many blessings to us. We just thank you, Lord, for being our friend and our comfort in time of need.
Amen.
We just thank you, dear God, for being there whenever we need you. And we just praise you this morning, Lord. And we just pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
the message. Gardner is going to come to sing for us.
Mine eyes haven't seen, nor have my ears heard, what my Father has in store. But when I hear the song of a sweet singing bird, I'm closer than I've been before. Built by God alone, according to His perfect plan, where the only thing there that's been made by man are the scars in the hands of Jesus. Yes, I'm made for a home, built by God alone. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, I am. Where the only thing there that's been made by man are the scars in the hand of Jesus. When I see a mountain covered with snow that's fallen from heaven above, it makes me feel small, hardly nothing at all, to know I'll be a part of that man. Gates of pearl are opened by an angel band, and the only thing there that's been made by man are the scars in the hands of Jesus. Yes, I made it. My God alone, hallelujah, praise the Lord, I am. Where the only thing there that's been made by man are the scars in the hand of Jesus. Where the only they're longing for heaven's
Today our message is going to be taken from the 6th and 7th chapters of Judges. As we speak on one of the judges named Gideon. Gideon was a man who made himself available for God to use. And if you and I want the Lord to use us, we have to make ourselves available. Availability to the Lord is all that is necessary. We just have to give ourselves over to Him and let Him use us. Gideon was God's man of the hour. And the Lord today is calling out soldiers into His army. Gideon was a man among men. He allowed the Lord to direct him. And on this Father's Day, 1985, my prayer is that you and I will allow the Lord to direct us. Let's have another word of prayer together before we look into the message. Father, we're thankful today for bringing each one of us here to Your house of worship. Father, we're grateful for all that You've already done in this service. Father, all You're going to do. Help us, Father, to lean upon Thee and to know that You love each one of us. Father, we pray for those in this service who may still be lost. They have never come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior and Lord. Father, may today be the day when they would say yes to Thee. We thank Thee that You've given us so much, Lord, so many wonderful blessings. And so we lift up this service, Lord, to Thee right now and just pray that You'd guide our thoughts as we look into Your Word. We thank Thee already for what You're going to do, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. My prayer for each one of us, not only the dads here in this service, but every one of us, is a verse that says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seek the Lord. In our Sunday school lesson a few Sundays ago, we had three verses that said, "Seek the Lord, and ye shall live. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live." My friend, we need to seek the Lord, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. "And all these things shall be added unto you." What can God do with a man or a woman, boy or girl, who is sold out to Him? It's untelling. It's untelling what God can do with you and with me if we make ourselves available. Our key verse today is going to be found in the 7th chapter of Judges, verse 21. It says, "And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled." Dad, we need to stand in our place where God has placed us. Today, what made Gideon the man that he was? First of all, I believe he realized who he was. In Judges 6 and verse 15, the last part of that verse says, Gideon here is talking to the Lord, and he says, "Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." Gideon recognized who he was. He wasn't even worthy for God to call upon him to lead the children of Israel. He felt his unworthiness. I believe you and I can get too big for God to use, but we can never get too little. Gideon realized who he was. And you and I as dads and as moms as well, you're in this service. And boys and girls, we need to know who we are. Gideon was not a big shot. He said, I'm poor. I am the least in my father's house. But you know what? God can use anyone. As I said a while ago, God can use anyone who makes himself available. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goeth before destruction, and the haughty spirit before a fall. I want us today, each one of us, to recognize who we are. We're precious in God's sight. The Bible even says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Each one of us here this morning are precious to the Lord. Gideon recognized who he was. And I believe also, second, the reason that Gideon was the man that he was, not only did he recognize who he was, but God said, I'm going to be with you. The songwriter said it like this, if Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. I know in just a few days, Kermit and Carolyn are going to fly across the Pacific. Carolyn, I'm going to say this. God is going to be with you. And Kermit's flown quite a bit, but you might not have flown much. But I know this. Before we went to the Holy Land, someone kidded us and said, God says, lo, I am with you always. But that is not L-O-W in that verse in Matthew 28. That is L-O. Behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God promised his presence to be in Gideon's life. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. The three Hebrew children went through the burning fiery furnace because God said, I'm going to be with you. And God was with them. The king threw three men in there, and he said, behold, I see four. Wherever there is a Christian, you can count on there is another one present, and that is God. The Lord said in verse 16, he said this to Gideon, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. God has promised us today his presence in every situation of life. And Gideon was going to be a success because God was going to be with him. Third, I believe, another thing that made Gideon what he was, not only did he realize who he was, not only did God say, I'm going to be with you, but Gideon was not afraid to test the Lord as well as trust the Lord. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, two verses that have meant a lot to me down through the years that have gone by. These verses say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, not your head, with all your heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Gideon wanted to make sure that God was in this. The last part of chapter 6, Gideon put a fleece of wool in the floor in verse 37. And he said to the Lord, if the dew be on the fleece only and it be dry on all the earth round about, then I'll know that you'll save Israel by mine hand. And he rose up early in the morning and wrung out a bowl full of water out of that fleece, and it was dry around. He still wasn't satisfied. He said, Lord, there in verse 39, he said, let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night. Gideon was not afraid to test God as well as to trust Him. Another reason I believe that Gideon was the man he was, he had an army that could be trusted. What if a general in the U.S. Army or the Air Force or whatever had an army that everybody did what they wanted to do? Would they win any battles? Not very likely. You and I have to be willing to follow orders. And they're found right here in God's Word. There's a verse over in the 2 Timothy chapter 2. It says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. My friend, God has chosen us today to be a soldier if we're children of His. Gideon had an army that could be trusted. He started out with 32,000. That was too many. If all of these men had fought in this battle, I'd say they would have lost the battle. Well, you say the more the merrier. You've heard that old saying? You know what? There were quite a few of these men who weren't ready to fight. They weren't ready to fight the battle. Let's see here in Judges chapter 7 how God whittled the army down to 300. About 1 out of 10 got the thrill of the battle. 300. God first of all said, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. Whoever is afraid can go home, Gideon said. God said this through him. You know what the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7? God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God's given us that. And so you know what? 22,000 out of 32,000 were afraid. And they went home. They didn't get to feel the thrill of the battle. In fact, they hardly got the uniform on. They forgot to count the cost. You know, many times, people put their trust in the Lord, and they forget to count the cost. Jesus said, what man of you who's trying to build a building doth not sit first down and count the cost, whether he have enough to finish it? You've seen along the highway as you travel some half-finished buildings. People didn't sit down and count the cost. And I want to say to us this morning, let's not be afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Well, 10,000 were too many. And so God said, you've got too many yet. And so they were proved down at the water's edge. Those who lapped the water up like a dog were put to one side. And those who kneeled down, laid their weapons aside, and kneeled down were put aside. Do you know what? 9,700 out of 10,000 laid their weapons aside and knelt down to drink. they were also unfit to fast. The Lord said, by these 300 men, I'll win the victory. I'll win the victory through them. The songwriter said, am I a soldier of the cross? A follower of the Lamb? Shall I fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name? Am I a soldier of the cross? 22,000 out of 32,000 were faint-hearted. 9,700 out of 10,000 were half-hearted. 300 were wholehearted. They were going to fight the battle and win the victory because God was going to help them. I believe, fifth and last, Gideon followed God's directions and he won the victory. God said, divide these 300 men into three groups and give every man a pitcher and a trumpet. All 300 men had a pitcher and a trumpet. Inside that pitcher was a light. And Gideon said, what I do, you do. And Gideon broke his pitcher. And inside that pitcher was a light that could be seen then. Did you know what? Before God can use each one of us, before our light can be seen, we must be broken. They break their pitchers, and they, all 300 with Gideon, ran toward the enemy from three directions. No wonder our key verse says, and they stood every man in his place round about the camp. That's all they had to do. They broke the pitcher. They blew the trumpet. And they said, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they all the enemy ran and cried and fled. You know what? If I had been the enemy, that is exactly what I would have done. If I had seen 301 lights and 301 trumpets and heard those 301 trumpets sounding, I would have ran and cried and fled. God got the victory because the 300 men were prepared. They were ready to fight. Philippians 4:19 had not been written yet when Judges 6 and 7 were written. But Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all your need. I believe that as much as I'm standing here behind this pulpit today. God is going to supply all of our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Timmy called us last night at 11 o'clock from Oklahoma. And things haven't been going too well for him. In fact, maybe tonight he'll be home. Someone sent him $200 in the mail so he could get home. He's having a tough time trying to sell books. So he's coming home today. My friend, I believe that God is able to supply all of our need. He's got another year at UK coming up, but I know this. God can supply the need, whatever the need is. I believe Philippians 4:19. I believe Philippians 4:13 that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ. We can't do one thing in our own strength that will satisfy the Lord. We have to do it through Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. Brother Tom is going to come to lead us in an invitation hymn that says, where He leads me, I will follow. The Lord is able to lead you, but He has to be in front before He can lead us. 346, I believe, is the invitation hymn, where He leads me. Let's stand as we sing. 346.